All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Tuesday, July 25th. The Dow makes it 11 straight. Will it last? The Fed kicks off their two-day policy meeting today. Consumer confidence is out. Consumers believe a recession in the next 12 months is more likely. Big earnings movers, we'll look at GM, 3M, Spot. Plus, we'll review an earnings play that we discussed in our mastermind call this morning. Curious to hear your feedback and what you think about this one and what you might have decided to do. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. If this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge, and I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. Today, we'll call the show Coffee with Mark, because if you've been following along, you know that Marcus has been busy over the last couple of weeks. But even though I'm running the show solo, I promise that you're in good hands. You can say we have a ton of trading experience. We know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell it like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insight into the world of trading, then you are in the right place. And before we dive in, show you our trades and how we're tackling these crazy markets, let's take a look at what's moving the markets today. And go to the S&P 500. Look at this. The S&P 500 finishing higher yesterday, up 0.4%. Starting the day flat, higher again. A muted move today. I mean, really just not a whole lot of movement or volatility. Here we're looking at a five-minute chart. We see a little bit of a drift early on and then going sideways. To be honest, this to me is what to expect. With this being a Fed week, right? Yesterday, we mentioned that the focus and what's in the spotlight this week will be the Fed and earnings. There's also some data being released towards the end of the week that's significant. Right now, market's just drifting higher. The path of less resistance seems to be up. The Dow on a crazy win streak, making it 11 straight days higher. Can it pull off day number 12? We'll have to see. This is the longest win streak in 6 years for the Dow. And right now, positive for the day by 9 points, 8 points, which is nothing. It could go either way. But an impressive win streak for the Dow as we get into Fed territory. Now, the NASDAQ also higher yesterday, finishing up 0.2%, lagging behind the other indices. But today, leading up 0.4%, not a whole lot of movement, just like the S&P. Pretty quiet day, not a whole lot of volatility. The VIX barely higher right now, so the fear index up just a little bit. Not a whole lot going on. Crude oil closing above $78 a barrel yesterday, getting close to 79 today, right above 79. So everything's just kind of drifting higher. And we mentioned that the Fed, significant this week. Tomorrow is their two-day policy meeting wrap-up where they announce their decision, whether or not they'll raise rates. So the press conference, which can be a market mover. Right now, a quarter point is priced into the market. That is that traders believe the Fed will raise by 25 basis points. So the meeting, 1 day, 2 hours, 55 minutes and 55 seconds here. Right now, we see that 98.9% chance the Fed will raise a quarter point. Now, this is insignificant, but interesting to see that the small percentage before was keeping rates the same. Now, it's actually a 50 basis point hike at 1.1%. Still unlikely. And the quarter point or 25 basis points is priced into the market. But this is where, you know, what comes next. And that's what traders are interested in. So you could say, hey, the market's already, it's kind of not a big deal because everybody believes that the Fed's going to raise a quarter point. That could be the case. But what happens next? Is the Fed saying that, hey, we need to be more active here? And it could be that with some of their insight that they believe that inflation is going to be another issue rather than a downward trajectory where consumer prices are getting better and improving. If we have a strong jobs market and purchasing power by the consumer, it could be that inflation creeps back up. And so any wording that alludes to that could scare the market, because traders do not want to see more aggressive hikes. Right now, we see, looking at the probabilities, that a quarter point at tomorrow's meeting is expected, and then staying the same going through March of 2024, based on the probabilities here, and then starting to decline in May and the rest of the year. So any insights into what the Fed plans is going to be a market mover. Even where we end up at the end of 2024, this has changed recently. So it's a big deal. It really is. And we also have earnings. So as mentioned yesterday, it's a busy, busy week for the S&P and the Dow. About a third of the S&P 500 is reporting earnings this week. About 40% of the Dow components are reporting. So a big week for earnings. 79% of S&P 500 companies that have reported have beat expectations. This according to FactSet. If we look at the economic calendar, today before the bell, we had Verizon, GM, 3M, GE, Spotify. We'll take a look at a few of these. RTX, Raytheon Technologies. After the close, though, we have some biggies like Microsoft, Alphabet, Visa. So some big earnings companies reporting. And then tomorrow before the bell, Boeing, Coca-Cola. Of course, there's the Fed meeting, and then some big companies reporting after the bell tomorrow as well. So just a big week with potential market moving information if there are any surprises or shocks. And we'll have to wait and see. Now, let's go back to PowerX Optimizer here. We did have consumer confidence being released. Consumer confidence coming in higher than forecasts. This was the highest reading since July of 2021. And the interesting thing, even with the improved sentiment here, the index and the perceived likelihood of a recession in the next 12 months by those polled edged up to 70.6%. So consumers believe the likelihood of a recession almost 71% in the next 12 months. We will see. We'll just have to see. Now, let's take a look at the heat map, just see where these gains are distributed, if they are. And we see that it is a little mixed here. There are some companies that are down a little bit, up a little bit. Financial services today appears to be down. The big seven, the magnificent seven, seems to be flat for the most part, although NVIDIA is up nicely, up 2.5%, but Amazon down slightly, Google down slightly, Meta up a little bit, Tesla down slightly, Microsoft up a little bit. So all over the place there. Aerospace and defense down today. Also consumer defense a little bit mixed. So we're kind of all over the place. Not a broad market rally where everything's higher, but we are higher on the session with the indices in the green and the Dow fighting for day 12. And a possible win here. Let's take a look at some market movers. Let's look at GM here. GM reported earnings and up. No, I'm sorry, down 4.3%. So they were up pre-market, but they gapped lower. We see here they did better on their earnings per share, also better than expected revenue. They also raised their full year guidance. So not quite sure why the negative reaction here, because typically, even if earnings is a beat and revenue is a beat, the guidance is what traders will focus on, either some profit taking or something there in their earnings call that traders did not like. Maybe that the Chevy Bolt is coming back. maybe GM investors believe it's time to just let that ugly thing die. Sorry, Bolt owners. All right, let's look at 3M. MMM is the ticker symbol, up 5.6%, gapping higher and continuing to rally, getting to levels that we haven't seen since March of this year. Here we see there's an earnings win, so better than expected earnings, also better than expected revenue.
And they also raised their full year earnings guidance and reaffirmed their revenue guidance. So investors liking this information for 3M, nice move there. And breaking to the upside outside of this range here after just, you know, really being hammered for all of 2022, making this turn in 2021 and just in a classic downtrend. It could be that we're finally finding some support here, breaking to the upside, getting a little traction here in 3M. You know, a big company, a long term, blue chip, one of the old standards, but having a rough time since the end of 2021. Maybe this is 3M's year. Well, hey, we'll have to see. Spotify, let's take a look at Spot. So Spotify getting hammered here. Now, Spotify has a tendency to miss on earnings, and that's what they did again, down almost 13%. They were down 6% pre-market, so gapping down and continuing to slide. They had a weak quarter. If we look here, okay, it looks like TradingView is not showing earnings, but they missed on, I think they missed on earnings per share, also revenue, and their full year guidance was also worse than expected. They did announce that they will raise prices for their premium subscription plans. Maybe that's what investors are a little worried about, maybe alienating some people who are now listening to Spotify and raising those prices. Sometimes traders love it because it means more profits for the company. With other business models, maybe investors aren't quite sure if that is the way to go. Here I have the 50-day moving average up, and we see here that Spotify has been running nicely all year long above its 50-day, breaking through its 50-day on that gap lower and sell-off. So down 12.5% now. A lot of volatility with this one, and not looking too hot today. So let's take a look at what we call an earnings play. So over the last week or so, we looked at a few individual companies and looked at the earnings analysis tool in PowerX Optimizer to try and decipher the past data that we have and how a company has reacted to earnings to get a feel for what might happen in the future. And of course, past performance is not indicative of future results, right? But without past performance, what do we have? And I wouldn't say, hey, because earnings have been positive, they're absolutely going to be this year, this quarter. But it's something that we can use data-wise to potentially support a position that we are in. At least understand the potential risk based on what's happened in the past, what the average drop was, what the average gain was, to make a decision, an educated decision on whether or not it makes sense to hold a trade, right? And that's what I did with PNC. Based on what's happened in the past with PNC, I felt comfortable holding PNC into earnings. And actually, it was a great decision to hold it through earnings because had I closed the day before, I would have actually had a loss that was unnecessary. Not only did the day after earnings was PNC positive, but it's continued to move higher since then. So this was a good decision that was educated. I felt comfortable with the risk and that worked out for me. Now, how do we like to trade earnings though? If I'm in a position like PNC and I'm trying to decide what to do, I could use this information to make a decision to have a better feel for whether or not the risk is appropriate, right? But I don't like to sell puts right into earnings. This is where, yes, there's more premium with the uncertainty, but I feel that this is a more aggressive way to trade earnings because you don't know what's going to happen. You really don't know. This could be the worst quarter ever for a company that you're trading. So what I'd rather do is wait and look at earnings for a company or consider a trade when there is an overreaction drop. And RTX, Raytheon Technologies was on the scanner today. And this one, you see that it dropped. It's down 14%. So let's go over here just to see what the numbers were. And we see, okay, Raytheon, better than expected earnings per share, better than expected revenue. So what's going on here? What's the deal with Raytheon Technologies? And Raytheon actually had a great quarter. They also raised their full year expectations. So this, without any other information, is a little bit odd, right? Why the heck is Raytheon down 14%? And it's because of an issue. They said that it's a rare condition in powder used to manufacture certain engine parts. So this will affect their Pratt engines. So one of their companies, or actually, let's go back to PowerX Optimizer. So here we see they have four segments. So they have their Collins Aerospace, Pratt & Whitney, Raytheon Intelligence and Space, and Raytheon Missiles and Defense. So of these four segments, the one that is affected is the Pratt & Whitney segment. And this is where it could be an issue, right? There's going to be some potential recalls. Here, if we look at the news coming out, new engines on hundreds of Airbus jets recalled for inspection, right? So Pratt parent RTX said it recently discovered contamination in the metal used to make some engine parts, requiring the planes to be grounded to check if repairs were required. So is this a big... It could be. It could be. As far as an earnings play goes, this to me is beautiful, right? Because we have this big drop, which the question is this an overreaction or just the beginning of things getting worse, right? We have support here around 79.81, right around this 80 level. So based on where it traded in 2021, 2022, and also 2023, it's had some really nice ranges here. Some recent support around 92, this, you know, 92 to 94, that support broken on this earnings reaction. And now some additional support down here that right now we're trading above. So this is exactly what I like to see for an earnings play. But when there's such a substantial move lower, we need to understand what is driving this move. And this is where I believe that there are times when you have some one-off events, right? Where the company's reported maybe an accounting issue that they're, or like a write-off or something. You know, Tesla recently said that they're going to be closing some of their manufacturing facilities to do upgrades. So that's temporary, right? And at times there could be this overreaction on the news, some buyers taking profit, selling shares to take profit, or maybe they don't want that exposure, so they're done with it. That's driving the stock lower. But it's pretty easy to digest that and say, this is probably a one-time event or something that has a limited nature and scope and isn't something that's going to snowball into a bigger problem. Well, with Raytheon, to be honest, I don't know enough about aerospace and defense and this issue to know whether or not this is an overreaction or just the beginning of a bigger problem, right? So I passed on this. Marcus passed on this too. We had a couple of traders that took the 80 and got some really nice premium here. That's what's popping up in the wheel scanner. So the wheel scanner did identify this opportunity this morning. And based on the criteria that we look for, our goal is to get 30% annualized on the premium collected. Right now, the 80 strike is available. This would be a drop in percent of 4. So it could move 4% lower before that 80 strike goes in the money. And this would be 37% annualized. All in all, the company looks pretty solid. PE ratio 25-26, which is in line with The PE ratio for S&P 500 companies pays a dividend of 2.4. Not too bad there. Of the last 5 years, 4 out of 5 years positive. 2020 was a negative year, but that's no big deal for me. 5 consecutive quarters, positive net income, pretty solid, looking good. So as far as fundamentals go, this looks great. As far as support goes, the 80 strike looks great. But with this big news, I want to know more about it. And to me, it's just a little too much risk not understanding the business and how this can impact things. So I decided to pass, although it's a really classic textbook earnings play, the type that I would like to trade typically. And I'm curious for those watching, maybe you know more about aerospace and defense. Maybe you're more familiar with this condition, the powder metal that was used. Curious what your thoughts are. And maybe even if you're not familiar with it, did you take the trade? Did you not take the trade? What are your thoughts? I'm just curious. So leave some comments below wondering who took the trade or what your thoughts are. And for now, I'm not touching this one and keeping an eye on tomorrow. I think tomorrow there are some earnings that are coming out. We could have some more earnings plays, so we'll keep an eye on things. And then there's the Fed. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. If you like the video, please give it a like. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Until then, happy trading, everybody.